Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday night, January 9th, 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly from Washington. And I'm here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Day Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And I want to tell you what, folks, I woke up this morning about 6 o'clock with one hell of a headache. Kind of cold in my apartment, and I tend to get head colds and headaches from the cold. But, you know, I got up, and I knew what to do. I took a couple Headaches Day Gone capsules. And I tell you what, in about 5 minutes or so, five, maybe 10 minutes at most, I could feel that headache crumbling inside my head. That's the only way to describe it. I could feel it crumbling. And that was because I took Headaches Day Gone. So it does work, folks. I'm here to tell you. I've told you before, and I'm going to tell you again and again and again. Headaches Day Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachesdaygone.com or give them a call at 1-800-327-0727. Now get your pen and paper ready, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't get that number down, I'm going to give it again. But I'm also going to give you some information about a very interesting newsletter that I got in the mail a day or so ago, and it is definitely something you want to check out. Very, very interesting newsletter that you need to see for yourself. Makes available lots of interesting books and tapes and just all sorts of information that you need. If you don't have this particular newsletter already, I'm going to be telling you how to get it. So get your pen and paper handy. Well, we had a very interesting show last evening, needless to say. I hope you tuned in. We had the legendary Eustace Mullins, and that word legendary does apply to someone like Eustace. You know, he's 83 years old, and he's been involved in the American nationalist movement since the mid-1950s. He was, of course, a protege of the famous poet Ezra Pound, who tuned him in and turned him on to the Federal Reserve conspiracy, and Eustace wrote the book on the topic. And, you know, that book, I don't know how many copies of it have been sold, and God knows how many pirated copies or how many people have pirated Eustace's original research and recycled it for their own. But the ultimate source on the topic of the Federal Reserve and how these international bankers have corrupted the American economy and made us slaves to their power and intrigue. That's the book on the topic. I was particularly pleased that Eustace came on last evening for one reason, because he cleared the good name of the late Pastor Richard Butler, who was the founder of a very controversial group up in northern Idaho called the Aryan Nations. These guys, Huffschmidt and Boleyn and Smith, have been suggesting that the late Reverend Butler was somehow an agent of the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, when, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And Eustace put his foot down last night and told the truth, that Pastor Butler was a sincere man. He didn't ask you to agree with everything Pastor Butler had to say, but needless to say, he was not an ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center agent. Nothing could be further from the truth. Eustace also helped set the record straight on another interesting character named Benjamin Friedman. I'm very familiar with Ben Friedman's writings, but contrary to what Huffschmidt and Boleyn and Smith have to say, as Eustace pointed out, Benjamin Friedman is not the ultimate source on Zionism and is not necessarily to be trusted. According to Eustace, he played both sides. So again, it's just something we needed to know, we needed to make public, and we did it last night thanks to Eustace Mullins. More commentary and news when we come back. We'll take calls much later in the hour. A lot to talk about tonight, folks.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Speaking of the Republic Broadcasting Network, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm here. I broadcast this program from Washington, D.C. I've never been at RBN's headquarters in Round Rock, Texas. I've had the pleasure, of course, of meeting John Stadtmiller for the first time just a few months ago when he came here to Washington for our big AFP conference, American Free Press Conference, over Labor Day weekend. John and Sandra, his wife. And, of course, I talk to the folks at RBN when they call me, hook me up for the program. And, you know, sometimes I have a tendency not to even look at the RBN website. But, you know, I looked at it tonight, folks, and I want to tell you, it's a good-looking website. It's very, if you don't look at it yourself, if you just use it to tune in here, or if you listen on shortwave and never look at the site on the Internet, I really recommend you do it. Not only are there a lot of good products available on the website, a wide variety of products, but, you know, there's a lot of good news and information that's posted up there, you know, and it's absolutely free. I see stuff up there that I haven't gotten in emails or I haven't discovered on my own on the Internet. So not only is RBN a good source for broadcasting, but the website itself at rbnlive.com is really worth checking out. So I told you to get your pencil and paper handy, or your pen and paper handy, as the case may be, and write that down, rbnlive.com. That's very simple, rbnlive.com, and check it out. Check it out on the Internet, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never done it, if you're listening on shortwave. And you know, you'll find some very interesting things from RBN that you won't get anywhere else, so please do it. I'm also going to give you the telephone number again for my sponsor here, Headaches Stay Gone. That number, it's an 800 number. It's 1-800-273-8255. 800-327-0727. 800-327-0727. Just give them a call and tell them you'd like a bottle of the 60 capsules. Maybe you want more, but what they'll do is they'll send them to you and send a bill with it, and if you're satisfied, you pay the bill. Or check them out on the Internet at Headache Stay Gone, just like it sounds. I'm going to say all one word. It's three words, Headache Stay Gone, all jammed together like we do on the Internet, HeadacheStayGone.com. Very simple. Okay, folks, a couple little news items I want to go through here with you briefly, and later we're going to talk about talk more about the subject that Eustace Mullins and I touched on, infiltrators in the nationalist movement, something that I've touched on this program. Talk a little bit more about that later. But in the meantime, some interesting news notes. The New York Times today, evidently, you know, there are a lot of Laotian immigrants in Wisconsin, and there have been a couple incidents where there have been some Laotian immigrants killed, and, you know, people kill one another, folks. But here's the headline in the New York Times. Killing stirs racial concerns in North Woods of Wisconsin. Well, there was a Laotian killed, and another young man, 28-year-old fellow, is being detained but has not been charged in the killing. Now, this guy is a convicted burglar. He showed up at a medical center with a gunshot wound, so they suspect him of the crime. But what's interesting is the Laotian community, they're not trying to cause any trouble here. You know, they're urging caution, even according to the New York Times. But it's the New York Times, folks. It's the New York Times that's stirring up the racial pot here. The headline alone, killing stirs racial concerns in North Woods of Wisconsin. I'll say it again here tonight. I've said it before. I'll say it again and again and again. If the media would just lay off, the mass media would just lay off the racial issue and stop trying to stir up conflict between all the different groups in this country, we really would get along better. You know, it's the media that's telling black people that they're being suppressed by whites, and telling the Hispanics that the blacks don't like them and vice versa. You know, I mean, obviously, we're all going to have our conflicts, you know. You know, this is just the way it is. That's the way it's been since the different races of man emerged, you know. But if we didn't have this Zionist-controlled media constantly stirring up trouble among everybody else, you know, I really do think we could maybe find ways to get along. And I see headlines like that in the New York Times, and I just say, there they go again, because that is how the New York Times operates. Well, Seymour Martin Lipset is dead. They describe him as an influential social scientist interested in the peculiarities of U.S. political culture. He died at 84 here. He studied the nature of political extremism. Well, you know, Dr. Lipset, I've read several of his books. I have a couple of them in my library. They say he held prestigious academic positions here, there, and everywhere, on and on and on. But, you know, I'll tell you, the thing that strikes me most about Seymour Martin Lipset is that I recall reading one of his books, the title of which escapes me. You know, I am getting old, folks, and some details slip my mind, but I recall reading a book he wrote years ago talking about what they call the Know-Nothing Movement here in the United States, And I've talked about this before on the show, and I'm going to talk about it again and again and again. Dr. Lipset, in his book, said this Know-Nothing Movement, so-called, was anti-Catholic and anti-Semitic. Well, the Know-Nothing Movement definitely was anti-Catholic, and it was particularly anti-Irish. And being of Irish Catholic descent on one side of my family, I take great umbrage at the fact that the Know-Nothing Movement didn't want my ancestors to come into this country. But what Dr. Lipset didn't mention in his book, and which I had to dig out quite by accident on my own, was the fact that that Know-Nothing Movement, one of the top leaders of the Know-Nothing Movement, was a Jewish publisher and rabble-rouser by the name of Louis Charles Levin, who actually got elected to the U.S. Congress from Pennsylvania. So the point is this, not only Levin, but there were several other Jewish folks who were already well settled in America, who were major agitators against Irish Catholics coming into this country. And I commemorated their activities in my book, The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America, in one of the opening pages, because I thought that little tidbit from history was very, very significant, because, as you know, groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, they're always howling about anti-Semitism. But they've covered up the role of Louis Charles Levin, a Jewish agitator turned member of Congress in that Know-Nothing movement. Again, just one of those little funny little facts of history you don't get. Well, I just got the latest January 2000 newsletter. Get your pen and paper handy. Power of Prophecy. It's put out monthly and periodically by none other than Tex Mars. I know a lot of you are familiar with Tex Mars. I've been on his program, and he has promoted my books, which I very much appreciate. But he also has a lot of other good books on his own, a lot of tapes and other books of other people. I noticed that he promotes Ted Pike's videotape, Zionism and Christianity, Unholy Alliance. I worked with Ted Pike in getting together some material for that video. There's a lot of material here that's available from Tex Mars, and this is a particularly interesting issue. It has the lead headline, Jews Target Christian Bible. Zionists say Christian New Testament is bigoted, anti-Semitic, hate literature. That's the lead article, but there's a lot of good information in it. So if you're not familiar with Tex's newsletter, I'm going to give you his website, powerofprophecy.com, just like it sounds, powerofprophecy.com, and you can call them to get this newsletter, I'm sure. Call them up and get the newsletter and all the information available. It's an 800 number. 800 number, and that number is 234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And that's Tex Mars at powerofprophecy.com. Give them a call. Tell them Mike Piper told you to call. Ask him to send you a copy of the newsletter and any other information they might have. We're going to have Tex in this show. I keep saying that. We're going to get around to doing it very, very soon. Very interesting, colorful guy who doesn't pull any punches, and good to have someone like Tex Mars out there. You know, he talks about a lot of things that I never write about because I'm not an expert in it. I don't pretend to be, but he gets into the issues of Satanism and secret societies, and that's an area that needs to be explored a lot more because, a lot of people think it's crazy when you talk about Satanism, but it's not, folks. You know, we've been fighting Satanism and evil for a couple thousand years, and it manifests itself in a lot of different ways, and Tex Mars has been one of the good people out there who's been pointing the finger and putting his finger on it, just like Eustace Mullins and lots of other people. So check out Tex Mars' website at powerofprophecy.com or conspiracyworld.com. Very easy to remember if you can't struggle to write it down, conspiracyworld.com or powerofprophecy.com. Okay, well, we have a break coming up here, folks, and I have a few more things to talk about, and I am going to go to the callers sooner than later. So stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you in all good faith from Washington, D.C., which is the headquarters of American Free Press. Just put out a very interesting issue, as all issues of American Free Press are. Stay tuned, folks, and we'll be back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I mentioned last night, of course, we had Eustace Mullins on the show. Eustace and I have a mutual friend in Japan, Dr. Ryu Ota, and several weeks ago I read to you on the air the manifesto of a new organization or a new network, I don't know what you want to call it, of what Dr. Ota calls the Axis of Survival. He and Manfred Roeder, a well-known, longtime German nationalist who has deliberately and repeatedly and very boldly and bravely confronted the occupation government in Germany, the two of them got together recently in Tokyo and signed this Manifesto of the Axis of Survival. I'm not going to read it here again tonight, but I did read it on a show several weeks ago, but it has been reprinted in the January 15th issue of American Free Press. So if you want to see that, I would suggest you give American Free Press a call. I hope you'll subscribe. But if you want to get a free sample issue of the paper and you'd like to see that Axis, the Manifesto, the Axis of Survival, it's in the January 15th issue. So give American Free Press a call at 888-699-NEWS. This manifesto urges a coalition to resist the Zionist New World Order, and, you know, I'll tell you what, that's exactly what we need to do. Well, Washington Times says Israel loses a friend. Jimmy Carter is no longer an honest broker. In other words, what they're saying, folks, in this commentary is that when Jimmy Carter was either being pro-Israel or not critical of Israel, he was an honest broker. But when he dares to criticize Israel, he's no longer an honest broker. He's dishonest. Well, if they consider Jimmy Carter dishonest, then we have to know, folks, that there must be some honesty there on his part. Okay, well, I'm going to go to one of our callers right now who's been sitting there for a few moments, and that's Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
I just wanted to say I tried to call in last night, but unfortunately weren't taking any calls when Eustace was on, because this guy is a legend. This guy is somebody that, you know, walked to walk and talked to talk.
Yeah, I mean, so, Eustace's books are just, they're just mines of gold, you know, and that just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand why you didn't take any calls, but, yeah, I mean, just to say that I appreciate the fact that you had him on. This guy is, he's something else. But I have kind of a little bone to pick with you a little bit, because I listen, I check on the Internet. I check up Daryl Bradford Smith and Huff Schmidt, and I read it all. I listen to it all, read it all, and then I make up my own mind. And these guys are phonies, but I check them out anyway, because unless you check both sides of the story, you're never going to get the true story.
I
can't
agree
make
with
up
you
your 100%. Own mind. And, but, you know, when Daryl Bradford Smith spends about 20 minutes of his program explaining about all the wonderful Jewish friends he's got who are the salt of the earth and prince among men, and then proceeds to attack these alleged Zionists, which you know from your talks with Mark Glenn that this is all phony, because as there was a famous Jewish rabbi from Canada who came, he went in 1935, I think it was, to Russia to investigate the Soviet system, and he came back and his statement was, communism is Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows that. I mean, you have to really research stuff to know to understand stuff like that. So, and the thing is that if even you allege you have Jewish friends, and possibly you do, but the bone I have to pick with you is, has even one of your Jewish friends ever come out and said, this is criminal, the Jewish control of the national media here,
well,
the international media?
No, they will not say that. But, you know, I did point out that one of them tripped up one time, and I asked him to define Judaism, and he said, in a moment of candor, he said, I asked him, what is Judaism? And he said, self-worship.
That's it.
I called him on that. I called him on that about 6 months later. I ran into him in the street, and we were talking about it, and I reminded him he had said that, and he kind of got this sad look on his face, like, whoops, I said something I shouldn't have said.
Yeah, got my foot in my mouth, is
mm-hmm.
the old expression.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, but that's
you know,
the point
see,
I'm trying
my
to
point
make.
Is,
all these people, it's not just you, it's all these people, and I can understand how you could have Jewish friends, and they might be nice people. But none of them, there's one thing, I never make predictions, but I can predict one thing. You will never, ever, nobody in this world will ever be overrun by an angry Jewish mob denouncing the Holocaust Museum there in Washington, D.C. And you're ever, it won't happen, couldn't happen. I'd sooner see the sun set in the west than the rise in the west than
yeah.
I would. That happening, it won't happen.
Jim, I agree with you 100%. My point is that you know, I treat everybody who I meet for the first time, I don't know what their religion is, you know, I treat everybody as a human being.
I do, too. I
and
treat everybody the same until they put their foot in their mouth. And
but
then
when I find out what their political... I mean, I have friends who are your classical liberals, but, you know, more and more over the years, I find that I end up being a little bit more liberal than they are, and they end up being a little bit more conservative than I am. So these old labels don't really mix correctly anymore.
Other than the old saying, as a liberal, someone who hasn't been mugged yet.
And you know, it really does mean a lot. Jim, your point is well taken. I can't disagree with you. I you know, as I said to Eustace last night, I wish you were wrong, but I think you're right.
Absolutely. Eustace is my hero. This guy is something else. And, hey, glad to talk to you, Mike.
Thanks for your call,
Jim.
Appreciate it. Glad you got through. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, a couple more calls and a couple little items I think will be of interest. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachesstaygone.com. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, tomorrow night, President Bush is going to give his speech. I hope you will not waste your time watching the president's speech, because that'll take you away from listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You don't want to see President Bush anyway. He looks like a little monkey, for one thing. You can see that at the zoo. And the way he jerks his way around and that cocky little attitude he takes, it really makes me physically ill. You know, I walked into the American Free Press office today, and my colleague Steve Lombardo told me that a nice lady had called, and she said that she loves American Free Press, but she does not like that Michael Collins Piper and his books. She says that Piper has so many things in those books that only Piper seems to know about and nobody else has written about, and so therefore she doesn't trust Piper. Plus, she said, President George Bush is a good Christian, and he's better than anything else we've got. Well, after Steve told me that was her opinion of President Bush, I said, you know what? I like critics like that. Anyway, we have quite a few calls here, and I see we have on board a caller who came in last night, and I think I've talked to this lady before other places, so I'd like to go ahead and bring her up right now. Lois from Utah.
Oh, I can't believe you remember talking to me.
I know who this is, Lois.
Oh, I just want to tell you, last night I loved the show. With you and Eustace are my two favorites.
Well, I appreciate that. I got to tell the audience that how I know you, Lois. I remember your name, and I see from Utah. I've been a guest on a really great independent radio station out there, K-Talk Radio. It's in the Salt Lake City area. It's one of the few independent radio stations that really remain here in the United States, just a regular station. And Lois has called that station a couple times over the years when I've been on there, so I thought this must be Lois. So,
well, you're right. I always try to call if I know you're on there. I wanted to tell you, oh, and you're cracking me up today with Bush looking, you can see that in the zoo.
Well, he does look like a monkey. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I've been told I look like a frog, but the President of the United States looks like a monkey. So there,
well,
you know.
You don't look like a frog.
Well.
Maybe they mean after it got kissed by the princess.
I love you, Lois.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, poor Christopher was on Barbara Jean's show yesterday. Christopher Bolin.
Yeah.
And so I listened to see if he said anything untoward about the American Free Press. And I don't think he did until a caller near the end of the show called in and brought up the subject. And then he launched into just about everything. Mark Lane was a leftist, and Mark Lane, his real name is Mark Levine, and he owns American.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. Mark Lane's real name is Mark Lane. It's not Levine.
Right. Well, his father.
Anyway.
Yes, he said his father was named. Is that even true?
No.
Well, okay. There's one big fat bald one that he told, but he said Mark Lane's father's real name was Levine.
Well, even if it was, it's no mystery that Mark Lane's Jewish.
Right.
But Mark Lane's very anti-Zionist, one of the most anti-Zionist people I know,
well,
as a matter of fact.
He's a left-wing Jew, according to, Christopher Bolin. And when Liberty Lobby went into bankruptcy or something, they turned everything over to Mark Lane, and he is now running everything, and he is in control of the Zionist movement.
Well, first of all, you know, Mark Lane was not even the key attorney in the lawsuit that ended up bankrupting Liberty Lobby. But Mark Lane did represent Liberty Lobby in the days of the bankruptcy. But we had a corrupt federal judge who was tied up in the Inslaw affair, who was never going to rule in our favor. In the Inslaw affair, as anybody who knows about it, Inslaw was the thievery of Promise Software by the Justice Department from a private company. And the lawyer who represented the Justice Department in covering up this Zionist intrigue was the guy who became the federal judge that put Liberty Lobby out of business.
Oh, wow.
So to blame that on Mark Lane is absolutely insane, first of all. Actually, I should say it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, Lois, it's kind of interesting. Mark Lane helped set up American Free Press and then stepped away for the very specific reason that for to continue as the lawyer for Liberty Lobby and whatever subsequent proceedings there were, he could not represent American Free Press. So Mark Lane has only ever been in the American Free Press office maybe 10 times at the most, maybe 8 times. And as I noted last night on the program, to suggest that Mark Lane was in control of Liberty Lobby is absolute nonsense, for one thing. And obviously, he's never had any control over American Free Press. In fact, he wrote a couple articles for American Free Press, and it's very interesting. One of the articles in American Free Press, he wrote about his days working with James Fonda in the anti-war movement against Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is Mark pointed out that later, when he became involved in anti-Zionist activities, representing, for example, Orthodox Jews in Israel who didn't want to support the Israeli military, when he represented the Iranian interest section in Washington, D.C., I mean, hardly something a Zionist would do, when he filed a lawsuit against the American branch of the World Zionist Organization, when he was a co-editor of Zionist Watch, an anti-Zionist newsletter. You know, Mark Lane was doing all these things. You know, Mark pointed out that when he tried to get Jane Fonda and her husband, Tom Hayden, to join him in denouncing Israeli occupation of Arab territories and the Israeli mistreatment of the Palestinians, Jane Fonda said, well, she couldn't do it because it would hurt her career.
Oh,
so this is the guy that Christopher Bolin is saying is a Zionist agent. Just like he said William Rodriguez, the 911 survivor, was covering up for the role of the Zionist in 911, and that nothing could be further from the truth.
And then he went on to say, you guys claim that the writers own the new American Free Press, and he said he waited for you guys to give him the stocks, but
you know,
never did.
This is so funny, because this is very, very funny. It's not really even worth talking about it, but I will on the air talk about it, because he said something about it, I guess.
Yeah.
There were stock certificates issued to all of the key people, and the funny thing is, even though Christopher was not on the staff at the time, because they considered him a good writer, they actually issued stock in his name. Well, he never physically received the stock, to the best of my knowledge, stock certificate, to the best of my knowledge, for the simple reason that he was hardly ever in Washington, and it just got misplaced.
Well, are they waiting there for him?
Well, Christopher, the stocks only belong to the employees as long as they are employed by the company. So he's no longer employed by the company. I'm not even on the staff anymore, so I don't even have any stock in American Free Press.
And I'm sorry to tell you, he brought up the money thing again for his legal defense, implying that it was, you know, kept.
Well, what we did, actually, he got like $5,000, roughly. This is off the top of my head. But he was insisting that there was so much more that was being kept from him. And the fact is, what was decided? The funny thing is, I was one of the few people who said, hey, just give the so-and-so the money and be done with him. But so many people on the staff were so outraged by his bizarre behavior, which had been happening for a long, long time. And I was not even aware of it. That's the funny part about it. Because I was dealing with him by email, but people were dealing with him on the phone and seeing this bizarre behavior, obviously under the influence of Eric Hufschmidt. People finally decided there, they said, all right, what we're going to do is refund all of the money that came in. And to the best of my knowledge, because I helped them actually stuff the envelopes and send the checks out and everything, all of the contributions except for one that we're aware of, because it came from Scotland and we couldn't quite get the address, we returned about $15,000 to these people. And, you know, we got a lot of letters back from people saying, it's a very sad thing that Christopher has done what he's done, but I wouldn't want him to have my money after what he's done. So it's a very, very sad thing, but like I say, that the behavior, you know, hardly any of the whole story has really been told. That's the amazing thing about it. American Free Press was just going to keep it quiet and not say anything about it. But the next thing we knew, he was on the Internet with his partners, his new partners, Hufschmidt and Smith, telling all these crazy stories. And now going after Mark Lane, who doesn't even have anything to do with American Free Press other than our, you know, basic association with him that's going on for years and years, and he was never in control of anything. So the very fact that he is stretching the truth here, not stretching the truth, let's call it what it is, a lie, just goes to show you that there is some other agenda. Just like saying that William Rodriguez, the 911 survivor, was covering up the role of Israel in 911, that's not true, but Christopher posted stories like that on the Internet, and he tried to get that story in American Free Press, but it was edited to take out the allegations against William.
Oh, is that one of the the censorship he was talking about?
No, that's not even one that he's talking about, because, see, the thing is, he doesn't want people to be reminded of the fact that he went after William Rodriguez, who's a real 911 hero. He even went on Rick Adams' show here on RBN and referred to William as his good friend, but, you know, William sent out an email to Christopher and to probably hundreds of people, copies of it to hundreds of people, telling Christopher Boleyn, you're not my friend, you lied about me, I don't ever want to hear from you again. And you know what's really funny?
What?
We found out that Christopher actually went to William Rodriguez later to try to get him to back up Christopher's very stilted version of what he did and did not do when he was down in Venezuela. So someone who would attack somebody and then turn around and try to get them to come back and defend them, that person obviously, you know, the elevator is not going the whole way to the top.
No, it isn't. And, you know, here's what was alarming. Barbara Jean seemed to be falling for all this. So I felt obligated to call in and sort of give the other side.
Well, I appreciate that, Lois. And yeah, I'm glad you told me about that. The word about Christopher's strange behavior hasn't really leaked out a lot of people.
Right.
Unfortunately, I've had to talk about it on this program. But like I say, there's a lot more to be told. And right now, I can tell you that on its way to me is an investigative report by, let's put it this way, someone who specializes in in-depth investigations.
Like private eye work.
Yeah, this is a real intelligence professional. He's gotten together a very, very interesting report, and I'm going to have to make the decision as to whether or not to use some of the material on the air here, but needless to say, from what I'm told, it's a real doozy.
Well, the guy seems so nice. He still seems so nice, so likable. It's just, you just wonder, is there some other kind of Stockholm syndrome that we hadn't heard of yet that could have happened to him?
What puzzles me is the fact that he seriously believes that when I asked him to guest host on this program, I didn't even know how long I was going to be in Malaysia. I thought maybe a week and a half. I ended up being there 3 weeks. He believes that I was part of a conspiracy with the ADL and the people at Wing TV and Homeland Security, that this was all part of a big setup. You know, I asked him to be on the show to sit in for me because I liked him, I liked his wife, I loved his children, I respected his work. Little did I know what was going on behind the scenes, the manipulation, and let's call it what it is, the brainwashing of Christopher Boleyn by Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith.
Well, when you said the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, okay, to me, the goofiest link on that Daryl Bradford Smith's website, or it's actually on Huffschmidt's website, is the Paul McCartney is dead link. Do you remember that old story? Decades ago? Can you believe that man believes that? He's got a link. Huffschmidt has a link to Paul McCartney is dead. It is funnier than Paul McCartney is dead. Not only is Paul McCartney dead, and the guy that's pretending to be Paul now, you know, he's had tons of plastic surgery. Okay, their business partner also died, and Barney Fife played his part. I'm not kidding you. It's on the website. A picture of Don Knotts. He filled in for Brian Epstein when he died.
Okay.
For several years. And they put the two pictures side by side, and you're supposed to think they look alike. They don't, obviously. Can anybody in their right mind, even people who see Elvis in a diner, do they think that Don Knotts played the British-speaking business partner of Paul McCartney? I mean, that is insane.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a growing body of opinion. You know, a lot of people in the Patriot movement and the nationalist movement have been trying to figure out what Huffschmidt and now Boleyn and, of course, Smith have been up to for a long time. And one person has put forth the opinion, actually two different people independently have suggested to me that these guys are just basically off-the-wall troublemakers. They're not agents per se, but they're just kind of goofy troublemakers who enjoy stirring up trouble. And one person who's been a guest on their program told me privately that Huffschmidt told him, "We're just throwing bombs out there and watching which way people scurry."
I believe that absolutely.
Yeah, in other words, but see, the thing is, I guess what puzzles us at American Free Press, me in particular, because the funny thing is, as I say, I was Christopher's biggest defender the whole time he was there.
Right.
Because he had latched on to me early on, and I came to like him and his family. I guess what puzzles me is whether Christopher really believes all this nonsense that he's purveying, or if he's just so embittered and he's been so turned against American Free Press that he's ready to just say or do anything. And it's very, very bizarre because, you know, this is someone who gained a lot of prominence internationally because of his work for American Free Press. And I tell you what our real concern now is, And that's that a lot of the stuff that we he had told someone on our staff that he consulted with Eric Huffschmidt on all of the articles that he was writing. How long that was going on, I don't know. But our concern now, the concern of the people at American Free Press, is how much nonsense was deliberately put out there by Christopher Boleyn in the stories that he wrote. And that's a very, very real concern. We've even gotten a report that a story that he wrote for the news mag or the history magazine, the Barnes Review, may be a fraud. So it's a real concern. Lois, hang on for the break, if you would. We might as well pursue this to the end of the hour. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcast Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We had a call. We have Lois from Utah aboard. She called in to comment on some things she heard former American Free Press reporter Christopher Boleyn saying. You know, Lois, people who have read my book, Final Judgment, which was out years ago, even before Christopher came to work for American Free Press, and of course he got involved with American Free Press, actually at the Spotlight, through his attachment to me vis-a-vis that book, trying to put it into a library. And I thought then and thought now that Christopher was sincere in what he was doing. But it's very, very interesting. I wrote in that book something that Christopher has kept out of his biography. He's got this long biography on the Huffschmidt website, talking about all how he got involved in independent reporting. The one interesting thing that he doesn't mention is the fact that, and this was recorded in my book, Final Judgment, that Christopher once worked on an Israeli kibbutz and that he was married to an Israeli woman. Now, that's a little detail that probably throws a lot of people, but I find it very interesting that Christopher writes this very long, detailed history of his life and all of his activities, but never mentions that one little detail, and I think the reason why is because it might cause someone to be suspicious. I'll tell you frankly what I thought. I thought from the moment I met Christopher Bolin, from some of the things that he told me, and even when he mentioned that he had worked in an Israeli kibbutz, I didn't think he was Jewish. I don't think he's Jewish. I think that Christopher Bolin was working for the CIA when he was working on that Israeli kibbutz, and I think he just happened to fall in love with a nice Jewish girl and married her. And I'll tell you that I've thought for a long time Christopher Bolin was working for the CIA, even when he was working for the Spotlight and American Free Press. But I thought that he was working for a faction in the CIA that was anti-Zionist, because I don't really doubt that Christopher Bolin is anti-Zionist. But as they have pointed out, you know, once you get hooked into the intelligence community, when you're reporting back to your bosses and they tell you, well, it's time you turn on American Free Press, they'll do it. But that little detail about his marriage to an Israeli woman is something that obviously is being pushed into the background. And if anybody doubts it, they can check the certainly the fifth edition of my book, and I believe certainly the fifth edition and the sixth edition. And it's mentioned in there that he's fluent in Hebrew and Arabic. Now, that to me sounds like someone who's had some intelligence training, frankly.
Well, they should have given him some intelligence. I don't know that he had any to train.
Well, you know, I tend to think we see a meltdown here, a very unfortunate meltdown.
You know, that is bizarre. I don't even know where to go. I won't have to sleep overnight on that one. That's a bombshell.
Yeah, yes, Christopher lived, he worked as a lifeguard on an Israeli kibbutz and then married an Israeli woman. And according to Christopher's version of the story when he first met me, that's the way he suddenly became concerned about Zionism, because he saw what was going on in Israel. And that certainly makes sense to me. So I've never doubted his word on that or his sincerity as far as his position of being anti-Zionist.
So did he get a divorce?
Yes, presumably.
Does he have any children by that point?
I have no idea at this time.
Because they'd be half Jewish.
Israeli. I don't know. That's the whole thing. But, Lois, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. It really is. Christopher gave up a very good job, and he did give up the job by attacking the company that employed him, and he lost a very good forum to bring out good news and information.
Unless he's still got a job with the CIA.
Well, that may well be. You never can tell.
They may have paid more than American Free Press.
Well, he was traveling around doing a lot of investigating, and, you know, sometimes that's a good cover, pretending to be a journalist.
Right. Well,
Lois, listen, I've always appreciated your support, and Barbara Jean and the folks out there I said hello.
I will do that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, nice lady there from Utah. I've known her over the phone for years. Apologies to those we couldn't get up tonight. Stay tuned for more good programming.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.